I was working with a group of people thinking about climbing the big statue at Riverfront Park and hanging a No Dapple banner from it. And I called up my friend, who is a very thoughtful person, an enrolled member of the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. And he wisely said, if you do that, you know natives are going to get blamed for it when it'll be a bunch of white guys like you doing it. Climbing the statue and trying to draw attention to the Standing Rock movement there, that would have been done in dark and in secret and would not have used my privilege. But by going to Standing Rock, I was able to leverage my existence in this society as a white, straight, cis man. And for a lot of the society, it still matters that I'm ordained clergy. Even though oftentimes in my job, I don't wear my collar, I wore it out at Standing Rock because I knew it was important out there. I knew it was important, especially when I was asked to go stand against the police force and pray for them. It was important that I was this light-haired, blue-eyed man in a collar. Because when I told them that I was a Lutheran pastor, I watched one of the sheriffs, his eye twitched. And at that moment, I realized he's a Lutheran. In any other circumstance, I'd be standing in the pulpit and he'd be in the pew. And we'd be standing facing each other, but instead of being standing facing each other as fellow Lutherans in a church, we were facing each other on opposite sides of a struggle for justice. And he had to wrap his head around that one of his own was standing against him. My name's Benjamin Morris. I am an ordained pastor in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. I serve as the campus pastor in La Crosse for the La Crosse Area Synod. So I work at the Common Ground Building,